silent vigil held at a Senate building across from the Capitol is one of many demonstrations organized by government employee unions across the country to pressure lawmakers to end the shutdown or face retribution in the 2020 election.
Voting really does matter, because in the upcoming election, we're going to remember who voted in our favor.
Since December, about 800,000 federal workers have either been furloughed or forced to work without pay as part of a shutdown caused by a budget dispute over President Donald Trump's demand for a $5.7 billion southern border wall that Democrats in Congress oppose. So far, these rallies have not forced either side to compromise. And union lawsuits charging that the shutdown violates labor laws have stalled as the courts seem reluctant to insert themselves in a political dispute. Some labor supporters are now calling for more disruptive actions, such as a mass sick-out by federal workers that could impact vital government functions.
It would be about getting public attention and, even more important, causing the government to focus on this problem.
Unions have not endorsed a massive sick-out strategy that could put employees at risk of being fired. Federal law prohibits government workers from participating in a mass work stoppage. However, the absentee rate among airport security screeners during the shutdown has risen to 10%.
You know, sooner or later, you're not going to have a mass sick-out. Sooner or later, people aren't going to have money to put gas in their car to literally drive to work.
Whether caused by a financial need or part of a labor protest, the reduced staffing has caused longer than usual delays at some airports and could add pressure on the government to end the shutdown. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.